Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, April 10th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Commerce Independent School District Superintendent Blake Cooper. Birthdays, several football greats, Dandy Don Meredith, Jeff and Hazel's baby boy from Mount Vernon, Texas, born this day in 1938.
Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Another footballer turned broadcaster, John Madden, is 78 today.
Like, this is a father bucket. This is a mother bucket. And since the last game, they had a baby bucket.
And Pittsburgh Steelers great Mel Blunt is 64 today. On this day in history, April 10th, 1970, Paul McCartney breaks the news that the Beatles are splitting up, from the documentary The Complete Beatles.
Over the last 18 months, John, George, and Ringo had all privately threatened to quit, only to be coaxed back by Paul. Now it was Paul's turn. The Beatles, the greatest pop group of all time, were no more.
Number one on the charts in 1967, the father-daughter team of Frank and Nancy Sinatra hit the top of the charts with Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
On the KETR events calendar at A&M Commerce tonight, the William L. Mayo Prestigious Speaker Series proudly presents an evening with four-time Grammy winner, musician, songwriter, advocate, and philanthropist India Ari. This is a speaking engagement with select musical performances. Tickets are available at The Club in the Sam Rayburn Student Center. A&M Commerce students are admitted free. Faculty and staff tickets are $5, and tickets for others are $10. Grammy winner India Ari speaking tonight at A&M Commerce. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from the playwright George Bernard Shaw. The single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, Blake Cooper. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I saw something not too long ago, Blake, that caught my eye, and that was that the Commerce Independent School District got some praise from the McKinney ISD. So you have a big school district looking at the little school district and saying, you guys are doing a good job. What was that all about?
Well, that was exciting, actually. What happened, they have a leadership institute with teachers and administrators over in McKinney ISD. And I've had a few conversations with J.D. Kennedy throughout the year, who's their superintendent, about some other things. But in the process of looking at how people were doing in our accountability or in testing results, they wanted to find a district that was similar to them as far as the sub-pop makeup and the diversity, and that would have been successful. When they did their research, they found Commerce ISD. And the gains that we had made this past year academically through our testing, through the accountability. And so they called and asked if they could come visit with our school district or with our elementary teachers and staff. So that's what they did. They came down, spent the day in Commerce ISD at AC Williams and visiting with AC Williams and CES folks. And just what did our folks do here to be successful in having such good gains in our test scores? So that's what that was about.
Now, what were the specific gains that they were interested in there?
Oh, just in our reading and writing scores, because at that level, you know, that's really the two areas. Some writing, but mainly the reading and writing, writing scores, and you know, what did we do to get the improvement from one grade to the next? So it was a neat day. I think it that has a lot to say with our administration at our elementary schools and our teaching staff. And I've said this many times in print, and I've said it publicly, that you're not going to find a group of teachers to collectively work as hard as our folks do. And I think that was just this was another reason or proof that they do.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see that that McKinney, or surprised that you say McKinney and Commerce have a similar makeup as far as the student population.
Well, when you look over in McKinney, Garland, Richardson, they're pretty diverse. A lot more diverse than they used to be, and when you break it down, that's just the way it is, and it's continuing to move out from Dallas. So McKinney's that way. Like I said, McKinney, Richardson, Garland, all that area right in there is very Mesquite. Very diverse populations.
Yeah. Tell me about, now we're talking with Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District. Coming up on Saturday, April 12th, you have the annual Boots and Barbecue fundraiser, which is a big social event and also a big money raiser for the Commerce ISD. This is done by the Commerce Educational Enrichment Foundation. Tell me what they do and what that's all about.
Well, it's a group right now that was a vision of Dr. Jack Perkey and Loretta Kibler, former superintendent. And they had a vision. Dr. Perkey said, we need to do something to help our teachers with grants, educational grants, that want to do innovative teaching practices in the classroom. Since I've been here, in the 6 years I've been here, you're not going to find a group of people. They're all Commerce ISD alums. They all graduated from Commerce High School. You're not going to find a group of people that love Commerce ISD more than these folks do. And last year they gave over $50,000 to our teachers for different things, from helping fund field trips to iPads to Apple TV. I mean, it's just a teacher, though, they fill out a grant form. They have to explain what their grant's going to be. And they have to, I mean, it goes through a rigorous screening process. And then the foundation board approves or disapproves the grant. And just a super people, super, super group of people that, and this is their big fundraiser, April 12th.
Then very quickly, of course, we have the new curriculum starting up in the high school in the fall all over Texas. And your eighth grade kids that are moving into the high school now, they are going to be having meetings, or their parents are going to be having meetings about their courses.
Well, it's not necessarily new curriculum. It's just new graduation requirements.
Okay, fine.
You know, that can be
the endorsements, they call it.
Yeah, the endorsements. So when you start talking curriculum, some folks that can get kind of worked up. And by the way, you ought to know, and I know this is probably going to go long, that this program is heard by people all the way in Houston, because when we did talk about C-SCOPE, or TRS as it's now called, I actually got an ugly letter from somebody in Houston. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Yes, House Bill 5 with the different endorsements. We'll be setting up two or three meetings with parents. It'll be in the evening, one on a Saturday morning, in order to explain what these endorsements are, what it entails.
Hey, Blake, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Blake Cooper is the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.